I'm Sean Kelly, Marion Circle, and Jack Miller. This is Shoot the Breeze. We'll start with you this morning, Jack Miller.
There was a first in Windsor on Saturday night. I don't know if you guys saw this story. I think it's really great. Ashley Callingbull has become the first Indigenous woman to win Miss Universe Canada.
Nice.
A 34-year-old model, actress, and television host from Enoch Cree Nation, Alberta, was crowned Saturday, as I mentioned. Callingbull is currently an in-game host for the National Hockey League, Canadian Football League, and National Lacrosse Leagues. She has acted in APTN series Blackstone and Tribal, and received awards and recognition for her community work and activism. And she previously broke barriers when she became the first Canadian and Indigenous person to win Mrs. Universe in 2015, and the first Indigenous woman to appear as a Sports Illustrated model in 2020. So now she's off to Mexico in November to compete for the title of Miss Universe.
Yeah, that's a good story. Thanks for bringing that to the table this morning. What do you got this morning, Miriam?
All right. Well, I just wanted to point out that why women actually need more sleep than men, because I've been feeling really tired lately. I know everyone says, oh, yeah, women can do everything. No, we can't. And now there's science to prove it. So there's this new study that came out from Duke University. That's in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And it said that women need more sleep than men because their brains are more active and complex. And that's because we all multitask more. All right. And we're more prone to getting higher levels of depression, anger, and even hostility when we don't get enough sleep. And so, you know, since we multitask and we do so many things during the day, we need more time to recover during sleep. And as well, we have more hormonal changes compared to men. Right, especially during pregnancy and menopause. And that is why women need more sleep, and we're just not getting enough. And we need to change that.
I thought you and I showed a lot of restraint while she was delivering that.
That explains a lot, right, guys? And yesterday I was watching the Olympics, really enjoying all the different events. And then I got thinking about some of the previous Olympics, and this week on the show we've been playing number one songs from certain Olympics. We found out yesterday, Afternoon Delight by Starland Vocal Band was the number one song when the Montreal hosted the Summer Games in 1976. So today we're going to just share some memories from 1988, Summer Games in Seoul, South Korea. I think many of us that are over the age of 35 remember the Ben Johnson situation. That was 36 years ago. Ben won the gold medal in the 100 meter, and then he was disqualified. It seemed like just hours later he was busted for using the drug was Stanozolol, was it?
That's right, pretty good. And he not only won the gold medal that night, he set the world record in the 100 meter, and then it was all undone. And I remember being in the newsroom when suddenly, it was teletypes back then. We don't have, obviously, the resources we do today. But suddenly, the teletypes started going nuts and coming across that Ben Johnson had just been disqualified, lost the gold medal, and a country went from absolute euphoria to depression.
Some of the names from the 1988 Team Canada at Seoul, you'll remember these names. Carolyn Waldo, remember her from synchronized swimming? She got a gold medal. She actually had two medals. We only got five at that, a total of 10, 36 years ago. Victor Davis, remember that name?
Sure do.
Mark Tewksbury.
Swimming.
Yeah. Well, those are like Canada was leaders in swimming. And again, yesterday we got a gold medal.
I was going to say,
Summer McIntosh. Yeah. For a country that's frozen 7 months of the year, we're pretty good in the pool. Really.
We have to be inside, right? Yeah.
And the number one song from 1988, when Seoul was hosting the games. And the games, the Olympic Games in 1988, they were held in September 17th until October 2nd because of the heat in South Korea. Mm-hmm. The number one song was Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.